guys. Welcome back to another episode.
Another
episode of Parent Teen Talk. We did have an episode before, but we kind of had deleted.
If you heard it, you heard it. If not, you missed out on the tea.
Yeah, we had our...
It wasn't really tea.
Not really. We just had to delete the last episode.
We had some issues. We felt like it was better for it to be deleted, so that way nobody else's feelings got hurt, even though nothing was terrible on there, and it was our feelings. But for privacy reasons and drama, I decided just to delete it.
Yep.
But this is a good point of this today's episode of Parenting Talk. It's about social media and how it can follow you around and alter your daily life.
Yep. So,
So what happened? So you can kind of get the gist of it. So we posted it. We did an episode.
Yes.
Some people were not very happy about it.
Mm-hmm. So basically, we did an episode of Parent Teen Talk about, what, a day ago? Mm-hmm. And we recorded it. There were some names going around. And we just talked about some of the experiences I was having. Dilemmas.
Drama.
Dating, everything.
There was nothing bad per se on it.
Yeah, there's nothing bad. I just think that the people who I talked about, they knew who they were. And I posted on my Instagram about the episode coming out. And now everyone who followed me on Instagram, they went to go check out the podcast, which is good. But they also checked out the new episode and... Yeah, people were upset that our businesses were minding their relationship.
There was literally nothing bad in there.
Mom.
So we decided to redo the episode.
And we're going to do a different episode idea. We're going to talk about how social media, how, like, it haunts you. Like, it stays with you.
It follows you everywhere.
Yep.
So I was telling, but this is a good example of even though you did something in your private life and you and I posted about it, I'm an adult and I could deal with the repercussions, but I don't know if it's fair for you as a teenager to deal with it. So like I said, we just delete it. But think about that, if it was a job, what if a job heard that? I don't know if you'd want it to follow you around.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, I wouldn't want it to follow me around. Let's see. So, like, when you go to...
I was reading how some people, when they apply for jobs, they actually have a special department that has a program or whatever. There's special people who divulge into your social media accounts. And I forgot what I was going to do. But yeah. I mean, even when you think things are private, they're really never private.
Yeah.
Are you reading about it online?
Yeah.
No, you're not. You're reading something else. What are you reading about online?
Social media. This is a website from AP, American Psychological Association.org. Social media's growing impact on our lives.
What did you Google?
Can
a job or colleges use social media to deny you? Because that was the question in the website that parent is on Facebook, Parenting in Tech World. And I don't know if you pulled it up on my Facebook. I don't know if you can find it. But that's kind of what made me think about this week's episode. I know we've covered social media before, but I thought it was an interesting perspective. Me as a parent, you know, and you almost ready for college.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
So, I think it's kind of, like, smart to check, like, people, what people post about, because you don't want to hire somebody and then like have their social media ruin it, you know, because then
what does somebody's private life have anything to do with your personal life? I mean, private, personal and job life.
I think that there is, if they posted anything big on their social media that had to do with their company or what they did as their career, or like if they had anything included in their social media negatively affecting their career, then yes, I think the company or the job or the college should step in.
But what about, just because you think it's negative doesn't mean I think it's negative. Give me my own personal freedom of expression.
That's true.
I might be like, I hate effing children, and then I go and work for Planned Parenthood or like a mothering company, like surrogacy.
Well, as long as you're keeping your opinions outside of your workplace sometimes, like...
But that's not necessarily true, because you might be very biased, and if you're going to go work for this company that's all promoting, you know, babies and everything, even though you hate children, how could you do your job to the best of your ability when you literally hate children?
And get a new job.
No, I'm just saying. But that job is using your personal biased against you, giving them reason to not hire you or to fire you. Even though you never gave this job your permission or permission to go on your Facebook or social media.
Well, I think because, like, if...
Did you read that? Go ahead. I was going to say, did you read that post?
No.
Let me see.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It says, when a child applies, it's the website or Facebook page. Here, you can read it.
When a child applies for college, does the college, not looking for the name of the college, look at the child's photos online or Facebook profile, etc.? My friend has a 13-year-old son, and she was curious as to what the colleges check for online or if they don't at all. She has not given him a phone yet. I do not know the answer to this question, so I'm curious too. People are saying yes, they do. Everyone's saying yes.
Well, go ahead and read some of the comments about work.
My friend who...
Sorry. Go ahead. I have to put away for dinner. Go.
My friend who works in admission says yes. I do it when we interview for sure, not college education related, but in the working world, people absolutely do. Sure do. We had an admission rep come and speak at my son's high school, and they said often the first way they vet a student is by searching on social media. If you aren't the type of student they want to represent their school based on social media profiles alone, they'll toss your application. My grad department absolutely looked at our online presence.
So it looks like the general consensus that jobs do, I don't know necessarily about colleges.
Colleges do too.
But then what happens if you don't really, like you don't really have a social media presence up until now? I mean, you do on my page, but like none of your own views and stuff like that.
Well, then they don't have a social media that they have to check.
That's like you going to go get, I know it's kind of a weird comparison because you're not at that age yet, but what if you went to go get a car and they were like, oh, you don't have any credit. You can't buy a car because you have no credit. Well, there's a lot of people who prefer to pay cash for things because they don't want to get debt. But so they don't have credit because they use cash. But because they're using cash, they're probably more financially responsible. But they're being judged for something they don't have. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you have no social media presence, you would be judged for not having a social media presence. Like, what are you hiding? Why don't you post?
Yeah.
Anyways, continue.
On this website, do colleges look at your social media? And this is from admissions.usf.edu, University of South Florida. Do colleges look at your social media? This is from last updated October 23rd, 2020. Most, oh, hold on. Let's see. Before you apply to college is the time to think about what your online presence tells viewers about you. Some colleges have confirmed they do take your social media presence into consideration during the college application process. However, others say that it is more likely they will take the extra step to look into a social media profile if an individual is being considered for scholarships, financial aid, and or athletic sponsorships at the college. Basically, colleges and companies have the right to look at your social media. Anything you put on the internet could become available for almost anyone access to it.
I just hear Cody. Question. So, would you seek out any of your teachers on social media?
Yeah.
Okay, so what if they post something and the school finds out? And do you think that they can get in trouble? Even though it's their personal social media page, I hate these kids. And you never know. They don't ever label who it is, who they're talking about. But again, that's stuff that's not on their own social media page.
Not really.
They get fired for it.
Well, it's just them saying I hate kids, not anyone in specifics.
How about that teacher? I don't know if I showed it to you. I know I showed it to your dad. I think you were in here when we were talking about that one teacher who got. I think she's on suspension. I'm not sure they ever fired her. I know it's completely different, but it's also the same about social media. How she was making fun of the Indians. Do you remember? And I showed you that was Riverside Unified School District.
No.
And yeah, so it was this white teacher. They were talking about Indians, and she put a headdress on, and she was walking around, that. And it was the one girl was the one posted it on social media on TikTok. That social media post went viral. That teacher lost her job. 99%. I haven't fall back upon. But because all the teachers were calling for her to be fired, this is inappropriate. But again, that's something that the child posts on the social media. But without the teacher's permission, lost her job. But this is an opportunity student at work. Now, we just said, what you post in your personal life and what you do has nothing to do with your work life, but it does. See how that carries over?
Yeah. That was definitely with work life.
Okay. We'll continue. No.
What else?
Social media. But you got social media now. If everybody doesn't know, you have Instagram now.
Yep, I got Instagram now. Yay. Woo-woo.
Not only do you have Instagram, you have an iPhone.
Yep.
But how come you don't post much on social media? Mostly what you don't, mostly what you tend to do is message. Literally all day. And I have to look at whose account it is, because that's all, bro, you like your phone. I'm who is that? I'm okay. It's not mine.
Well,
but it's really funny to see what you post, your stories on it. It's obvious, I don't care. I'm just whatever. It's kind of funny.
Well, I don't post on social media that much.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. They're dogs, they're going to
come. I don't post on social media much because I can't post on it at school. Not even supposed to be on it at
school. Your dad just doesn't want you to be distracted from what you should be doing.
It distracts me more.
Why?
That I can't.
You have it.
No, it's not that. It's just I can't post on it during school, which makes me want to post on it more. If I was able to post on it, I'd be I haven't posted today. I'm going to post.
Is everybody girl, you're on Instagram?
They're like, they're.
Hey! Take them outside. Does everybody think that's they're on Instagram and they're like, oh my God, you have a podcast? You're famous.
No.
You have a lot of followers now.
Yeah.
I did the 2020 rap or whatever it was.
What's it called? They tease me because they're like, you post a lot. I was like, well, I've barely gotten it. Calm down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the same.
I don't know. I don't have time to post on it because I can't be on it at school. And
I will try and talk to your dad.
Well, okay. I can't be on it at school. So then when I spend more than half of my... I spend 8 hours at school. Once I get out, I usually have somewhere to be right after. And I don't really have time to go on it.
I said I'll talk to your dad.
And then I only get... I only get an hour of social media a day. I've already spent up my hour.
You don't get an hour.
Yeah, I do. My limit's to 1 hour. So usually I spend maybe if I'm on it at school, I'll spend 12 minutes at school on it. But today I was on it for 23 minutes because I left it, I shut off my phone, but I had it still open on Instagram, so it counted. So yeah, because usually.
You're like, oh my God!
Yeah, I looked and I was like, wait. And then by the end of the day, it was like 36 minutes on Instagram. Well, I was like, are you kidding me?
I can talk to your dad if you could prove that you're responsible. Hey. We already know. I know you're really responsible.
I've been emptying the dishwasher early. I've been sweeping early and everything. Oh.
Can we talk about how proud some of my friends are of you?
Yeah.
No, I can't talk about that.
Yeah, you can.
No. I told Angela said she was proud of
you. Oh, yeah. I want to see this message after. Anyways.
Is it okay if I tell her all the tea?
Sure.
Good, because I already did. What that guy said, we're at work. We don't have a water cooler. So you were texting me. She's like, what are you doing? We were at a work meeting today, and I was like laughing because I was reading some of the message. Like, so we're on a Zoom call, and I'm like, so we're like on this thing. We're both cracking up because we're both wearing blue shirts. But anyways, that's the closest like work colleague. So we were talking about, she was asking me how you are, and I told her a little bit about the tea, and she was like, oh,
what's it on?
Right now. But anyway, social media.
Yeah, I only get an hour. So I usually spend at least, at most, 10 minutes at school on it, and then I'll spend 10 minutes, when I get home, 10 minutes when I... before I have to get ready for karate or something.
Do you have Mexican rice?
And then, 10 minutes before
I go to bed. You and your karate outfit. I'm so awkward.
I was.
Grandpa loves your pictures. He loves all of them.
I know. I don't ever get to post on it. I only get to post on my story, which I just think is why everyone's getting annoyed with me.
Why? Okay, you said Arizona photo dump, but you didn't actually post pictures. You just posted a bunch of pictures.
Like, I did red flags, and then, I have all these things that I want to reply to from all these people. Uh-huh. I replied to some of them from, my cousins and everything.
You didn't ask me a question.
And then, guess what? At the end of today, I'm going to delete all of those, all of these things where I replied to people.
Why?
Because I already have, I think I posted 7 things on my story in the past, in all today.
How can you post on stories and not just on social media?
I think it's because I don't know. If I already post a lot on my story, I don't want to post a lot on social media. I'm going to try to post, at least every other day, try to limit myself to that. It's just exciting getting it now and, everyone else has had it since probably, fifth. Mm-hmm. Everyone's had their social media since, fifth grade. Or, no, mm-hmm. Everyone's had their social media since fifth grade. So they're used to, limiting posting and they're used to it. Whatever, Instagram is just, another social media thing. But Instagram's, one of my only social medias that I have on my phone. Which is
I like how you corrected that because you knew I was about to be like, uh-uh, girl.
Which is exciting because,
Do you not feel like we did a fair compromise?
Yeah, it's a fair compromise.
Even though you don't necessarily agree with it?
I don't agree with Dad's side of the compromise.
Why? He compromised and even let me put Instagram on your phone.
I know, but first he said 2 hours and 30 minutes, and then all because one of my friends went on my account when I was in PE without me knowing, he said he was going to start taking away he was going to start limiting Instagram.
He's not going to do that.
He said he started out with only 2 hours and 30 minutes of Instagram. And he said every time I get in trouble.
Him.
So he said next time I find out that you were on it and it's locked by a certain time, I'm going to take it away and you only get 30 minutes of Instagram.
Okay, did you just hear what I said?
Yes. You know how stubborn Dad is. You know how mad he was. He just walked away. He didn't even want to talk about social media.
But he let me put it on your phone.
He lets you, but he's limited down very little. Like,
you take what you get, man.
Yes, I know.
Limits. You can't expect everything all in one day. You have to just let me ply your dad with love.
Like, because when you look at most teenagers' phone, usually they spend
at least. Okay, I get, but we're not talking about everybody else.
Yeah, I know.
Don't compare yourself to everybody else, because you're my one and only Riley, and I'm so lucky to have you and be my daughter.
Yeah.
Angela's super jealous she doesn't have a girl. But anyways, when you work on your dad, it's not a big deal. That's so good. I mean, you can't expect him to say, no, 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 yes, here's everything unlimited.
Yeah.
You got an iPhone in December. You got Instagram in January.
Yes, for sure.
I said you can't expect me to move mountains. You want us to stay married, right? You don't want us to be divorced? Because if we get divorced, you're going with me. I remember when you were little, you used to always be afraid that I would get divorced from him.
Really?
Every time we fight, you gotta want you to get divorced. I'm like, oh, that's weird.
No, I don't think you guys will. Divorce.
It will. We'll get divorced. It'll be because of me, because I'm quite a handful. Let's be real. All your friends think I'm a handful. Your dad thinks I'm a handful.
I mean, hey. Sometimes being a handful is good. Yeah, but some of my friends that aren't really talking to me right now think that you guys are a little tougher, a little stricter. Mm-hmm. Like, I know they're used to being allowed to have their phones at night and having their phones without it being locked and having social media without having to ask or worrying about how long they have on it, like time limits. Mm-hmm. And they can go hang out.
I have friends with kids your age who definitely do what I do.
And so. I'm sure that those kids get picked on too for it.
What?
For having stricter parents. I know I get picked on it.
Because you have parents that care about you?
I guess. But just because some people.
I guess.
Just because some parents aren't strict doesn't mean that they don't care about their kids.
I have a fine balance, right? Like, I let you go live your life. Like I said, I'm Team Riley.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think so. But when you really want something, you really want to go somewhere, do I not let you go?
Yeah.
Do I not let you do things?
Yeah, but you get mad about it.
No. I get mad when you don't drop things or when you don't do things you're supposed to do. Like, I shouldn't have to ask you a million times to do something. Unfortunately, you're in a household with two brothers and two working parents, and there's always somebody home. And my priority is to keep you safe, whether it's social media. That's what we're supposed to be talking about. What?
Well, yesterday's deleted episode was all over the place, too.
It was all over the place.
Which is why people find it entertaining, I think.
I mean, I didn't think the episode was bad. That's me. Again, I'm not a teenager who is having to live through this. So I think it's different. Different times. Could you imagine trying to tell Bama about all of this? She'd be like, I don't understand.
What do you think Bama would say if she found out I was talking to somebody and...
She'd ask you about him and she would probably tell you, you know, to make the best decisions, and she'd say, I know your mom's a little bit strict, but that's also because she couldn't do anything and she has your best interest at heart. And she would tell you, you can't expect things to happen overnight. People change when they're willing and wanting to change. You can't just expect people to change because you want them to change. You can't, people don't change around you. You change the people around you, and you change how you see them. Does that make sense? I don't know.
Yeah, I want to watch this video of the teacher dancing. I think it's good.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Well, not now, but later.
So, yeah, social media. I mean, I think social media is one of the most powerful tools that we have at our fingertips, but I also feel like it's the most detrimental thing at our fingertips because as you learn, you can post something and somebody's feelings get hurt. And all of a sudden, it's not okay anymore.
Yeah.
But social media also has this great tool where you can reach out to other people, and you become friends with them. And you find your clique. You find groups that you would have never found before.
Like I did.
Who'd you find online?
My friend from a while ago.
Oh.
Which, how do I say this?
What?
I don't want to say it out loud because that's not nice, but I want to say it out loud. So
okay, so social media, this is from NA. Okay, so NACANet.org. The 2017 Social Admissions Report found that 63% of students use social media to research a college they are interested in, 60% followed or liked a college they are considered. The breakdown by channel is 68% YouTube, 67% Instagram. What's up? Oh, yeah. It's totally normal. Can social media help you get into college? About 65% of admission officers view social media as fair game when evaluating potential enrollees, according to a survey performed by Kaplan Test Prep in 2020. With that said, only 36% of the 313 officers surveyed said they actually took the time to browse the applicants' TikTok, Instagram, and other accounts. Well, yeah, because social media is what old people use. 15 things colleges will look for in your social media accounts. This is from veritiesprep.com. Do you want to read it?
Yeah. 1. Change your profile picture. The first thing many colleges notice about the social media accounts of applicants is the profile picture, obviously. Profile pictures allow students to put a face to the name on a student's application. It is important to understand that your profile picture is a unique opportunity to have a good first impression with the school. A good rule of thumb is to follow is if your picture is one that you wouldn't want your grandmother to see it, don't post it as the face of your profile on the internet. 2, follow the social media accounts of the schools you're interested in. Colleges want to admit students who are excited about attending their particular school. As such, it is a good idea to follow the social media accounts of the schools you are applying to and engage in what they post. This can be done by liking the school's status posts or sharing them with your own followers. 3, follow the social media accounts of your own high school, which I need to do. 4, announce your application milestones. Again, colleges like to see that their applicants are interested in attending their particular school. Whenever you complete a college application milestone, tweet about it or share it on Facebook. 5, choose your interests wisely. This tip is especially important for Facebook, where the items you are interested in are more prominently displayed. 6, showcase the extracurricular activities you are involved in. Your social media accounts can be a great chance to highlight the various extracurricular activities you are involved with. It is one thing for a student to list that they are involved in an activity on the resume, but it's quite another for a student to show how involved they are in that activity through their social posts. For example, if you are the captain of the swim team at your high school, post a picture from one of your swim meets or tweet your excitement about an upcoming competition. 7, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say it at all. Obviously. 8, be positive in your posting. Similar to the above tip, try to keep your social posts positive. Refrain from sharing only negative stories or statuses, as this negatively could cause colleges to see you in a familiar light. Like I did today, I posted a mental health story. Did you see it?
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you after. or I'll tell you after. 9, ask your peers not to tag you in negative photos. If you think there's even a slight chance that a friend or a family member may tag you in a photo that could put you in a negative light, ask them to refrain from tagging you. It may be an awkward conversation to have, but this awkwardness will be well worth it if it keeps colleges from seeing you in photos that you do not want to be associated with. 10, delete unfriendly comments on your posts. You can't always help how other people react to your social media posts. If someone writes an unfriendly or harsh comment on something you have posted, then delete it. Even if you did not directly write this comment, if a college is pursuing your social media account, they may associate you with the comment and think that you agree with what the person has posted. 11. Treat videos the way you would treat photos. Even if a high school student is diligent about maintaining the photos they post, they often forget about being similarly cautious with videos. If you're active on any video sharing social channels such as YouTube or Vine, make sure you treat the photos you post with as much care as your photos. Be wary of making inappropriate jokes. Not everyone has the same sense of humor, and something you may find funny may not be so humorous to colleges. Be cautious of posting jokes that may be viewed as inappropriate or insensitive to others. 13. Ensure that everything on your account is legal. Are there pictures on your social media of you drinking or engaging in dubious activities, underage drinking, using drugs, etc.? Colleges will definitely take this into consideration when viewing your social media accounts along with your application. 14. Change your usernames. If you are opposed to colleges finding you on various social media channels, a good solution may be to change your username. For example, instead of setting up your Facebook account to go by your first name, you can change your username to be your middle name or a nickname you may have. 15. Set your accounts to private. If all of these steps seem like too much work and you don't want to interact with colleges at all on social media, set your accounts to private. Updating the privacy settings on your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts will ensure that colleges will not be able to see any content you post. This is beneficial for a lot of students as it ensures that they do not need to worry about altering your accounts at all. If you choose to go this route, keep in mind that if you attempt to follow the social media accounts of the schools you are interested in attending, your account will no longer be private to them. Social media accounts are only one of the many factors colleges look at when evaluating applicants. Yay. Savannah's funny.
Why?
Commented on Instagram by one of the things Gavin said to me.
What?
Look. Look, I said red flags, like red flags about something. And then he said, look it.
You like, thank
you. And Savannah commented, that was funny.
I thought you
said
Cohen.
Savannah. Cohen can't comment.
You said Cohen, that's why I was like, what? Are you gonna have ground beef nachos or are you gonna have
carne asada?
Or are you gonna have tacos?
Carne asada.
Or they're not carne asada, they're pork carnitas. Oh, sorry.
Pork carnitas.
So, is there anything you learned on there that you didn't already know?
No. I already know. So.
Do you think.
No, go ahead.
I would say, I think it might look really good that you made an online presence, but not in the typical way, because we've had a podcast, and that is a non-typical way, but it is also good if you want to go into, like, talking and to public, because they see, obviously, you're not a shy person.
Mm-hmm.
So... anyways, continue.
I think that I should delete some of the things that, like, the posts I made about when we went on our trip to Arizona.
Why?
Because that's a lot, and I already don't like how cluttered it is, and I want to post more of me doing, like, I wanted to post more, actually, before I even, like, was talking about posting about what I do, I wanted to post more about Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, and obviously I already posted about karate, but that was just a quick story. So,
I'm here for it. I love you and I will support you. Nobody will ever be more Team Riley than mom and dad, but mom.
Mostly mom.
So, do you regret starting a podcast?
No.
Even though it's caused drama?
Everything causes drama.
No, I'm being serious. Do you not regret it?
No.
Do you think it's been very helpful? Do you think it's helped our relationship? Do you think that it's helped other people?
I think it has helped both you and me with our relationship together. Granted, I mean, we still have some bumpy times, but I also think it's, like, entertaining for other people, but not just entertaining, because it also, like, sheds light on things. Because I think my generation is definitely, Gen Z is very, like, they're very open-minded, you know? Like, they know, like, from a young age, we all knew what, like, sex was, and we were all, do you know what I mean?
I'm laughing because they actually asked Cohen if he could say Instagram, he's going to look up boobs.
He was so embarrassed. You were embarrassed.
Anyway, continue.
But I just think that we've, like, my generation has, like, grown more with knowledge of both things that people usually don't want to talk about and, like, things that everyone knows. So I also think it's good for those people who aren't like that yet and who don't want to ask. I think it's good for them to listen to this. And a lot of the stuff we talk about is, like, personal experiences. So a lot of people could relate to it, or they won't feel like, oh, wow, like, I haven't had that experience yet. Like, we both talk about our both positive and negative experiences we've had.
Yeah, social media was around back when I was young. I wouldn't have felt so left out, even though I couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Because my parents were really strict. I mean, you already know, we talk about how Papa used to take the house phone. Literally, yeah. Unplug it from the wall and put it in his car and drive with it. That's how controlling he is. I don't think I'm that controlling. I'm pretty open.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm willing to negotiate. It's when you push and you push and you push me for something and I don't want to give in yet because I've already given you my reasons. That's when I stand firm. But if you present your idea to me and I talk it over, you have to let me do it on my own time. Like I said, we were in Arizona when we were just talking. I was like, okay, I'm just going to give you Instagram. You were like, what? But that happened on my own. I had to just give you the reasons why, and I allow it. But I think that sometimes, because we're in the generation of instant gratification, you want it now, which is very much me. That's my personality. I want things now, if you couldn't tell.
Well, like a lot of the things I can't wait on, like speaking up, there is the Knott's trip. Grandpa's giving me the money because he wanted to pay for it. They went on sale today, but I still have to get a permission slip. I still need to give it to you. If I don't get an answer soon, though, tickets will be sold out. And I really want to go to this.
Okay, but that's not what we were talking about. Okay, anyways, I just want to keep going. Well, you know a lot of social media sites collect your information, then they sell it.
Yeah,
I know. You do know that. But it's also kind of cool. Look at, like, Dartmouth. A lot of the colleges now have young Gen, not Gen Z, but millennials and Gen Xers who are now posting on social media, like, all theirs. Like, what's her name? Your English teacher from North Mountain. She posts on social media all the time. It's really cool.
The other girl is on here. My voice got true. Yeah, she has her.
And she doesn't like her.
No, she likes her.
Oh. It's cool. But it's cool to just watch all these other, like, colleges and things use social media. But again, social media has its backlash. So, I don't know. I think because people who are using social media are my age, and you got older generations like Grandpa who uses social media. It's kind of funny. But
they actually understand what they're doing, which is funnier.
Not always.
Usually.
All right. So, do you think that colleges, in conclusion, we're almost, well, this conversation's kind of running out because we've already went over it, but do you think colleges and jobs should use social media or have access to social media? For you.
I think maybe because you don't, like, if I post about a lot of what I do, I could be posting a lot of, like, helping, like, benefit the college, you know, getting more students in and stuff. And I also think no, though, because that's my personal life. It's like if there's a an argument going on at school, but then me and that person took it outside of school, the school can't really do anything because it's not on their campus. They shouldn't worry about it. But there have been times when my school has stepped in if it was posted about it at school. You know what I mean? Like, if it was posted about their school. So I think there's a fine line between overstepping boundaries on social media. Mm-hmm. But I think that some social media is okay for colleges to look at.
What about jobs?
Maybe. Same, I guess.
I don't know. Do you think they should add? What if they don't disclose it and they just do it on their own?
That's not okay.
What if they pay all this money and they want to vet their employees? Why is it not okay? Like you just said.
Because if you're going to, it's like first impressions. Some first impressions aren't like what the actual person is like. Social media is the same thing. It's like an online.
I think if somebody doesn't tell you that they're going to check your thing, but they also don't say that they will, I think that's you're kind of omitting what you're going to do, and that shows the integrity of you and your company. Like, if you're going to not say anything, but you're going to do it, that's pretty shady. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's when it's not okay.
Yeah.
So that's this week's episode of Parenting Talk, social media, and lifelong choices.
Don't post
on things that you don't want to come back and bite you in the butt.
Even if you delete them.
Because everything on the internet is forever.
Which is what I'm scared. I'm scared my friends are going to post some weird photo of me or something. And then, we'll see.
All right. This is the newest episode of Parenting Talk. Sorry for the ones that isn't there. Reach out if you have any questions or you want us to do a certain episode.
You guys can message me on my Instagram. I got to figure out my Instagram is really quick.
Riley.
It's really underscore or like the, what is it called? Hyphen. Huh? The underscore thing, like the hyphen, but on the ground.
It's on the ground. I don't know what it's called, but that's funny that you described it. It's a hyphen, but it's not. It's like a space. It's like a long space. I don't know.
Really, hyphen on the ground, Riley, on Instagram. And, yeah. See you guys next time. Bye.